Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All praises. Shalom, shalom. How you doing, my man?
Doing good, doing good.
That's my five. That's so something. Amen. Big ups, big ups, you know. But we still dealing with that our mother, man, Leah and Rachel. We still dealing with that scenario. We left off Leah giving her testimony into the creation, and we left off there. So now we're going to pick up Leah and Rachel, both of them, testimonies, you know, into the creation. And this is what sanctified them. This is what signified that they are matriarchs of the creation. I mean, of a specific people. That is to say, this the daughters of Shem, the one that God called. That had written throughout time, because their conversation is going to carry through time if they written or predestinated, you know. And she said through her conversation, "I crown to you, O children of man." So that's their conversation. So now we're hearing their conversation through time. Here we are, still talking about Leah and Rachel, but just to bring everybody up to speed, yesterday we did the. We did the first four, that would be Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. And then so we went into that, and we kind of broke down how the prophecies of Leah went into the creation, how Levi was going to join both man and God together, and he did. I think, in fact, we'll probably pick up there. That way we can go right in, because I think we started way higher the last time. So, yeah, let's start there. We're going to start in Genesis chapter 30. So before we get started, you got a scripture you want to share before we open up?
Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk mischief. wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy ruin, and a multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and a scorner is an abomination to men. If thou be faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doeth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doeth not he know it, and shall not he render to every man according to his works? Proverbs 24:1-12.
Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, that they too will receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy has been endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, man, let's start this right in Genesis chapter 30. We're going to pick it up when Leah give birth to Levi. And we're going to pick that story up so we can kind of get the people to tenor the conversation we're having right about now of the matriarchs, right? So let's go there. Go to 29. Forgive me. Yeah, Genesis 29, and pick it up at verse 34.
And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi.
Stop. So now Levi, she just said Levi is going to join man with God. You see, this is her conversation. She said, now this time will my husband be joined with me. Why? Because he married the priest, which is Levi, and ultimately the Melchizedek priesthood, which those come up in the first resurrection, which represent the priest. This conversation Leah is having right now. Let's look at this a little bit so we can get further off into this. Go to Hebrews chapter 9 and 19. Hebrews 9 and 19. When you receive it, read.
Hebrews But when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, and with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Stop. See that? See, that's what she said. See, her conversation went all the way to Moses to Jesus. Watch this. He said, "Therefore, my husband has joined himself unto me." Why? Because it was Levi, which is Moses, that joined Judah unto God, which is her husband. Watch this. Go to Matthew chapter 3:1.
In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Hold on. This John the Baptist. Go to Luke chapter 1. All right? And pick it up at 5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiel, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
Stop. They were both. This is John the Baptist's mother and father, right here. This is John the Baptist's father and mother. They Levites. They worked in the temple. So she said, "Therefore, am I joined to God?" Well, there go John the Baptist, right here, right now. Skip down to 30. Let me see. 39.
And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judea, of Judah.
What? Wait a minute. So now, who's the next child about to be born? Judah, right? But look what happened with Levi. Go ahead, read.
Entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the situation, the solution of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And what is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo,
so Levi blessed her and praised her. You see that? Because that's what he was supposed to do. Here go Levi praising Judah. Now here you coming to visit your Lord. My Lord is coming to visit me. Now watch this. Now go to Matthew chapter 3. Because remember that we left John over there in the wilderness, right? So let's go back to him. Go back to chapter 3 and pick it up at verse 13.
Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus said, and Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it is. It to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
See, it was Judah that was praised. This is my beloved son, and whom I will I am well pleased. Even though John the Baptist, which is a Levite, baptized Jesus, which is the child of Judah, joined us to God like Moses did. Moses did it with the blood. John and Jesus did it with the spirit. That came from Leah. Let's go back to that Genesis. Let's go back to that Genesis 29. Like I said, we ain't gonna go all the way in like we did yesterday with these right here, with these laws, but we're just gonna give people the update, kind of how we approaching them. Well, read 34 and 35, because now the conversation makes sense.
And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren.
See? That Judah be praised. Let's look at that. Go to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49 and 8. Now look at this conversation. This came from Leah too. We act like this popped out of Jacob's head. No. The spirit is When a man and a woman join together, even your dreams start even intertwining with each other. Even the father showed us with the conversation of Abraham and Sarah that he would be a witness in between their thoughts. So this is like they were just one, right? Of course. Anyway.
Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in thine in the neck of thine enemies. Thy
father that's what Leah said. Now will I praise the Lord. But see, Jacob said, and thee, Judas, you gonna be praised, right? And you gonna be above your brothers. Why? Because Jesus came through him. Jesus the Christ, the high priest, Melchizedek, that's him. Jesus the Christ of the Melchizedek priesthood. That's how it's supposed to be approached. So that's the thing that he presented to the earth. Leah spoke this in the creation when she named him. And then she spoke that over his being, and here it is coming to be. And Jacob is testifying of it, right? By the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Read on.
Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, say, thou art gone up. He stoops down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto himself the gathering of the people feet, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
Zebulun. Stop. Now. He says he washed his garments with the blood of grapes. What do you mean? That's when he gave his body as a sacrifice. See? And his mouth was pure, no gall. That's why his teeth is white. He said, and he's going to be a king and will not depart from him. He's going to be a king. He's going to be the king, and it shall not, the scepter shall never depart from Judah. How is that? How is that, right? Wait a minute. But we did read that Levi joined us to God. We did read that. So now the scepter got to be handed over with the priesthood. Go to Hebrews chapter 7 and 1. 7 and 1.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High, God who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, king of right our mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are the sons of Levi, who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from being from the seed, tithe of Abraham, and blessed him that has the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may say, Levi also who receiveth tithes paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him, whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it, the people received law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance to the attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Stop. There it is. They're going to transfer a power from the Levitical priesthood into the Melchizedek priesthood. Therefore, now the scepter shall never depart from Judah. That was from Leah. She spoke this. She spoke that Christ will come through her lineage. Yes. She spoke that God will come down from heaven through one of her children and save the world. Yes, he did. Read on.
And it is yet far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies that thou art ever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily
see, thou priest forever. The scepter ain't never going to depart from Judah now. That's a wrap, Jack. That's it. There it is. Right there. Now read on.
For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament.
Out of the tribe of Judah. Out of the tribe of Judah. Now, God said the Levitical priesthood was given a position, but it wasn't sealed with an oath. But the Melchizedek priesthood is, which happened to be Christ being ahead of it out of the tribe of Judah. And with that being said, that he said that the scepter would never depart from Judah, ever. You know, so that's a testimony too that Christ isn't back, because the Roman church wouldn't exist anymore. So that's this thing. This is what he's talking about here. That came from Leah. Amen. Read on. Let's read to the 24, and then we're gonna go back to the law.
And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood.
See, that's it right there. That's enough right there. I could have just read this one verse, but I wanted everybody to get the transfer of power, how Levi paid tithes onto Melchizedek before they was even brought into creation. They was always gonna bring Judah to God. It was always meant that. That came from Leah. Let's go back to that Genesis chapter 29.
30.
Is it 30 now? Okay, let's go to Genesis 30:1.
And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead who have withheld the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. And Bilhah Rachel's name.
Stop. Okay, now this is Bilhah, Rachel's daughter, right? I mean, Rachel's maid. Now, this conversation is way into the scriptures, man. It goes all up in Ezekiel chapter 16. It go in here about Rachel and Bilhah. This conversation, because Bilhah actually committed adultery, and she was working for Rachel. So this story is really, really, this 5 and 6 is bananas. But anyway, listen at this. She said, Rachel said, God hath what? Judge me, and have also heard my voice, and has given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. Now, let's go and pick this up. And Judges chapter 13:1. Because, you know, Rachel couldn't have any children, man. But she was praying. So the Lord heard her prayers. Look at what God gave her. Look how he answered her prayer. She said, God have judged me and have also heard my voice and have given me a son and called his name Dan. Read.
And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years.
He said, God judged them, right? She said, God judged me. Right here, right? There it is. Now read on.
And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren, and bear is not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son.
There go Rachel conversation. You see it? See it? See, that's Rachel. That's her. That's her praying for a son. Look what she prayed for. She didn't see him, but she prayed that he would come through her. Look what she asked for. Yeah. Read on.
Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
See, there we go. And then the Lord shall what? The Lord have heard me. Now he's going to deliver Israel from the Philistines. Samson was a judge amongst the Philistines. He was a judge. He was called a judge. This dude was an enigma himself, man. He spoke in parables, and he was confounding kingdoms in his speech. People think Samson was all brains and whatnot. I mean, all strength and all bronze. No, this guy was an enigma. He was like, he was. His conversation was way up the food chain, and he always had kept people guessing. Let's put it like that. Now, what was his strength? His locks. And every intent, I can just say, I can only see Rachel with some of the most beautiful locks in the creation of locks. That this man inherit that. From her. We don't.
And the woman came.
Wait a minute. And get this. Her hair must have been something, because the book says she was beautiful. She said, I don't want no razor to come upon his head. I know that. I knew she had to pray over that. We don't.
Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God. Very terrible, but I asked him not whence he was, neither told me his name.
Okay, well, we're not getting back into this. We covered this story yesterday. So we're just bringing people up to speed of how we're approaching this conversation at this point. You know, because this is part five, so this is the last part of this. So we're just bringing people up to see how we're approaching this. So skip down to 21 and continue.
But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received the burnt offering and the meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have shewed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtoel.
See that?
Eshtoel.
See that? Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Her prayers went all the way and landed on this one. She said she blessed Dan. She called Samson out of the creation, Jack. That's what she called into the creation. That she, her child would be this child. She would have a child that would be so strong, because she was barren. So she was praying that my child is going to be so strong. He's going to have hair like this, and he's going to be a smart child, and he's going to rule the people, and you can just hear and hear, and here he is. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 30 again. I think we went
30
and 4, right? What was it?
No,
7.
And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling shall I wrestle with my sister, and I prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali.
Stop. Okay, so now she's been wrestling with her sister. Let's look at that. Let's go into Naphtali, right? Go to Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and 8.
It's from Song of Songs on here.
Song of Solomon.
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon.
Let's no, hear. chapter 8 and verse 8.
We have a little sister and she has no breast. What shall we do?
Stop. If she has no breast, that means she's barren. She don't have no milkies. We have a little sister. Her name is Rachel. Look at that. There she go. So she is, and she is spoken up. So Rachel very well is coming up in the first resurrection. Even though with her character flaws, she did love her husband with all her being. That's the truth. And that's all she really was called to ever do. Right? Ultimately giving life, giving her life to bring life for him. When she had Benjamin. So I'm almost certain she'd be in the kingdom. Read on.
We have a little sister and she hath no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build her. We will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breast like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Solomon had a vineyard at Baalah.
Stop. So now he is now his eye has found what? Favor. Remember, she couldn't have any children. Now she is. She's a little sister. This is this conversation coming through Solomon. Look at that. Go into Ezekiel chapter 23 and 4.
And the names of them were Aholah, the older, the elder, and Aholibah, her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem is Aholibah.
See, there's Leah and Rachel right there. There they are right there. And he said, they mine. Those are my wives. Right? You know, you got people that's actually speaking against the matriarchs and the patriarchs and God. This isn't Ezekiel talking. This is God talking. He said, these are my wives, these two here, and we're going to call God a polygamist. It ain't no such word as that in from Genesis to Revelations. We got to stop speaking against it. That Western mindset is going to get a lot of people thrown in the lake of fire just for thinking against the law, let alone speaking against it. If God is here, I got a question, right? If I'm going to use polygamy for identification purpose, right? If polygamy was such a wicked thing before God, then why would he use a perverse parable? Well, of course, Jesus wouldn't use a perverse parable. Well, yes, he would. If polygamy is perversion, then he used a perverse parable. What do you mean? In defense of God. In the defense of God, right? The only way I'm talking about this is in the defense of him. You know, let alone the law and all the patriarchs that people want to be talking against. But in the defense of God, watch this. He said, He gave a parable of five wise virgins and five unwise. The five wise ended up, when the bridegroom came, not bridegrooms, bridegroom came, and he took the five in. So I know we're not going to call Jesus Christ perverted. He's just confirming how that he himself is not only going to have Judah as a wife, but he's also going to take other nations other than Israel into the kingdom as brides. That's why you had a conversation of the maids having children as well. But the maids had to come through them. They couldn't just be out here wilding out and heathens and whatnot. They had to come correct. They would have to come as the daughters of Zion. That's the law in Psalms 45. And the daughters of Tyre, thy virgins, thy companions, the virgins are with you. What do you mean virgins? They ain't wilding out. It ain't no girls going wild thing. They got it from Israel, and they approach God in the same way. That's what this conversation is. So we're looking at Israel and Judah here. And eventually the entire creation. For the life of me, man, when I first got into this word thing, and God had allowed me to run into the scripture, a woman is going to be saved through childbearing. And I knew women that had children by at least, had five children by five different guys. And I was like, that ain't what that means. That's the first thing that started me second guessing anything that was in the book. But then it came to me that the word of God was referring to his wife, because she was the one that was going to bring forth children on the righteousness through childbearing. That is to say, spiritually, that's what she do. That's what the Lord's wife do. That he will what? Seek a godly seed. Who is he pleading to? Levi. Levi, he said, look, Levi, Malachi chapter 3, look at that conversation. He's talking to Levi. Come on with this. I'm looking for a godly seed. I got Christ coming. I need y'all to get y'all act together. He was talking to Levi. Anyway, read on, bro.
In the holy place, the harlot, when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Syrians, her name.
She's a fornicator. And that's what happened. When Jacob, it was Bilhah, it was up on us, Rachel. Bilhah had committed adultery with Reuben. Jacob oldest. So, this is that thing. How young was Bilhah, or, you know, in this conversation, right? But anyway, there it is. Got to go to this conversation between the two. You know, that sister and this is that sister, right? So we got both of them here. Skip down to 31.
Thou hast walked in the way of thy sister, therefore will I give her cup into thine hand.
Thus, he said, she said, what? I wrestled with my sister. I wrestled with her. You know, read on.
Thus saith the Lord God, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup, deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed at to scorn. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It containeth much. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of thy sister Samaria. Thou shalt.
What is it? Whoa! I wrestle with my. Wait a minute, man. This is what we wrestling with. mental illness. Read on.
Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the shirt thereof and pluck off thine own breast, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God.
Thus see that? I have a little sister. I have a little sister that have no breast. What should be spoken of in her day? She was a what? She was a what? Got us in trouble. Got us kicked out the lane. There it is. You know, that pride. That's that spirit, right? Because she went in on Jake, you know, like she had a reason to, like she had a right to. You know, instead of being gracious and thankful, she went hard. Give me a child or else I die. You know, that's clamorous. That's contentious. That's that spirit right here. That's Genesis 3:16. Yeah, that is right there. Genesis 3:16 versus Genesis 2 and 18. Leah, Genesis 2 and 18. Rachel, Genesis 3:16. Not to say Rachel isn't righteous. I'm saying she conveyed more of Genesis 3:16 than Leah did, which made Leah the virtuous. So let's start with that. Let's start with the polygamy attack and all that stuff, man, because it's not about that. It's about kingdom work. All right, let's look at the big picture, because we could be speaking against the hand of God. You don't want to be that. Where are we? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into let's go back to Genesis chapter 30, right? We left off at 8. Let's see. Yeah, read that.
When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah
now,
Leah's maid.
Look what Leah said. A troop cometh, right? Who is this? Go into Jude chapter 1 and 14. 1 and 14.
Jude?
Yeah, St. Jude. That's the book before Revelations. Yeah.
Raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their land, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murderers.
See, that's that. That's that. You see this? So he said, Enoch prophesied of this thing. Now, I ain't saying that the book of Enoch carry any validity, because it, in my mind, I can't roll with that book, because it's saying that Enoch is alive, and the King Justin, the law, the 1611 say that Enoch is so sleep right now, along with the 1885 King James Revised Version say that Enoch is asleep. So when you read that lost book of Enoch and it's saying that Enoch is alive, I got problems with that. But I can see that there's a conversation of Enoch that's running in the world, because here it is. This is that thing. He said the Lord is going to come with 10,000 of his troops. That's He said 10,000 of his army, right, troops, to do what? For war. Go to Revelations chapter 19 and 11. No. I don't want you to do that. Go to Zechariah 14 and 1. Zechariah 14 and 1.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoils shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth in captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley of it, and half of the mountains shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as he fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord, my God, shall come, and all the saints with thee. And
there, it comes right there. The Lord come, he cometh, and he shall divide the spoil. He gonna gather all nations against to Jerusalem to battle. He shall invade with his troops, with the saints. Yeah. That's Leah. Right. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's go back to Genesis and 30. And let's pick it up in verse, what, 14? Is it? No. 13.
For Leah's maid bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben
was in the... Now, he said, now... The people is going to call her happy. That's why we say happy Sabbath. Well, that's why you could say Asher Shabbat. That's a little Hebrew actually just saying Asher Shabbat, happy Sabbath. Why? Because your great, 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 super great grandmother said, because the world made, because God has made me happy. So imagine just saying Asher Shabbat. You'll be in keeping that your great grandmother was made happy by God, right? Asher Shabbat. Enjoy. Right? So let's look at this a little further. Let's go to the next one. Let's go into keep reading.
And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found man rakes in the field. And brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's man rakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's man rakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's man rakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's man rakes. And he lay with her that night.
Now, I'm not going to, this is a conversation right now that's really gotten personal at this point. So there isn't no clarity to really to interpret nothing out of this, except for we have this going on in the community. That's all. Just a conversation between a man and his wives. That's all. And who am I to judge a conversation between a man and his wife? That's no place for me to be. So there's nothing to say here at all. because that ain't my business. We don't.
And God heard Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob's son. And Leah said, God has given me my height because I've given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob his son.
Stop. So she called his name Issachar. Let's look at that. She said, because God has given me my hire. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 4 and 1. Psalms 45 and 9. There it is.
King's daughters were among thy honorable women upon thy right hand. Did stand the queen.
No, this is the wrong place. Am I reading 18 or am I reading this verse 18, right? I just want to make sure I'm interpreting the right scripture. Am I interpreting verse 18?
I don't know.
Okay, read 17 again. He lay with her that. Okay, we are talking about that. Okay, yeah. Okay, read 17 again. Because I was going into the sixth song, but no, it's right here. 17.
And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God has given me my height because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar.
Stop. There it is. Now, look at what she said. Because I have given my maiden to my husband. See that? So I don't know what, who think they got a right to speak against that. I don't think it's nothing anybody can say. Not on this power, not on this high. This is way up the food chain. And if your understanding ain't there, I'll leave it alone. Because that's exactly what it appeared to be the best option out of that. If that come your way, opt out. I refuse to testify on that on the grounds that it may incriminate. You don't want to have that conversation before God because here it is. Leah is testifying that God has heard my voice and she had a fifth son because she gave her maid hire. Okay, let's look at that. Go into Isaiah chapter 4 and 1.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have watched.
How is that possible if you have seven wives that this city is going to still be holy? It's wicked. I don't think that's possible. Not according to the law. So here go this conversation. That God, I know that me and my sister should be able to dwell in peace with each other. Why can't we all eat our own bread and just dwell in peace? He said, look at what he said. And the answer said, the city is going to be beautiful. It won't be, like Rachel said, I wrestle with my sister. Well, it won't be none of that then. Won't be none of that. No wrestling, none of that stuff. Ain't that the law has changed, it just won't be any of it. Read on.
We had three.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. There shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a cover from the storm and from rain.
There it is. So, now we see here that the Lord said that this place is going to be beautiful at that time. So this is a physical, you know, man going to have more than one wife you have. But here's the thing. If a man can have more than one wife, then it's in our wives to love us more than seven women. So I can't wait for that. Amen. So let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Psalms 45 and 9. When you receive it, read.
Daughters were upon the honor of the women, upon thy right hand. Did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear, for good also thine own people of thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be barren with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor.
See, there go to others. See, there go to strangers. See, that's written in Noah. Yet he said that that Japheth is going to dwell. First he said Japheth, he said he's going to enlarge his borders. What do you mean he's going to enlarge his borders? Well, Japheth had been allowed to write things into the creation, like spirits. But let's just throw that out there, spirits. The Lord allowed Japheth to name spirits such as autism and all sorts of names, hatred and love and all this stuff we hit through their conversation. We didn't have this conversation before we came over. We had our own conversation, which is lost. So they named all these different names, you know, maybe the word love, they coined that too. But then that's a part of the blessing that came through Noah, that he was going to, you know, enlarge their borders, so to say. We got Bible, Saints to Gentiles, they wrote it. King James, right? Somebody said King James is the black dude. You can miss me with that. He a Saxon, you know, and he was pissed that the French sided with the church, and he took the power from the French, which was the ruling church at the time, right? So anyway, that's that conversation, which is neither here nor there. This is the thing. He said, "Hearken unto me, O daughter of Zion." Right? So he said, now the Spaniards would be, that's fine, man. The Spaniards is there, right? So he said, I'm going to enlarge your border. There she is now. He's going to dwell in Shem's tent. Japheth is going to dwell in Shem's tent. How is that unless he's there worshiping Shem's God? Because that's where Shem is at, in the tabernacle with his God. So there go the Gentiles or the strangers worshiping God with Shem. It was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time. In fact, let's look at that. Go in. Let's look how far this conversation, because you said, the Lord has given me my hire, right? So, and I give it my maids, right? My maids, I gave my maids onto my husband. Well, let's look at this too. Let's go into Romans chapter 11. You know, Paul was saying, but he was saying, right? I'm just not saying. But Romans 11 and 1.
I say, then hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Why? Ye not what the scripture says of Elias, how he makes intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and did thine down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have researched, reserved to myself 7,000 men, but I'm not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time, also there is a remnant. According
Hold on. So, now, salvation ain't rampant like everybody think it is. You know, you could just give it to anybody, anytime, and so forth, things like that. No, it's not like that. It's a select. Remember now, the wife is barren. It's hard for her to bring forth children, right? But the wife that don't have a husband, well, she having children all over the place. That's that conversation. So let's skip down a little bit, right? Because we got to bring the Gentiles into the house, right? So to say, 11:11.
They then have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather their fall salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy.
Stop. They go to other maidens. They go to other ones being brought in with her. Right? But if you don't appreciate your status out the gate, then, you know, but Leah said, because I gave my husband my hire, my maiden. That's a different conversation. There it is. Leah brought in the rest of the world through her conversation to God. She introduced the rest of the creation. That is to save the rest of the sons of Adam. She saved them. She did. By speaking this into the creation. Oh, there it is, right there. Judah then brought home a Gentile. Read on.
Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles in as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke
to read.
If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them.
There it is. Hey, if you don't get it, then, and if the strangers get it, then that's your problem, because you should have been on top of it. The stranger wouldn't be there if you was there. He said, I magnify my office. Ain't no stranger going to get mine. So, that's how it works. You do your thing, you ain't got to worry about it, right? But there it is, right there. He brought home the rest of the world. But they're not just, like, you know, girls going with it. It ain't that. It ain't none of that. What do you mean? Go to Psalms chapter 45:9. Now go to Psalms 45:9.
Daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter.
See, that's a plural. Stop. That's a plural out the gate and a queen. See that? So that ain't just one Israelite in the rest of the world. No, that's an Israelite with some Israelite sisters there too, like all the 12 tribes or the 11, you know what I mean? Read on.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house.
She did. Leah did forget her own people. Rachel stole her father's idols. Read on.
so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of
See, Kyle, that's why he kept blessing her. That's why she kept getting them babies. Rachel didn't have her first child probably until 25 years into this whole conversation. If you look at the time window of all the children being born, and when he came onto the picture after working for her, it was almost 30 years before she had a child. Read on.
And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with the gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious. Within her clothing is of all gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations.
I don't know, man. I think that could be a really beautiful thing. That, you know, like every feast day, all the kingdoms of the world come through Jerusalem and walk before God. You know, just walk. I mean, all the kingdoms of the world with all their different hues and all their different families and all their different ticks and cliques and all of that. Come up to the city, like, what is it, three times a year, march through the city, represent their families. That's going to be something, man. See, that's what it's about. That's what he's talking about, you know. She paid for that. She did that. Thanks to Leah, that's going to happen. I gave my maid unto my husband. Really? Anyway, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, I want to read one more here. I guess I can. Isaiah 56 and 1. Isaiah 56 and 1.
Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuchs say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls, a place and a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the son of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord to serve him, and to love his name, and to love the name of the Lord, to be a servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The word of God.
See that?
The Lord gathering.
There it is. There it is. He said, my house should be a house of prayer for all people. So it's going to come a time that all the nations are going to come up before God. So that's going to be a beautiful thing, man. So that's through Leah. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into back to Genesis chapter 30, right? And let's pick it up at, let's see, 19.
And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And after...
Stop.
And after,
stop. So she called his name Zebulun, right? Because he said, God is going to what? Dwell with me. Well, let's look at that. Let's go to Psalms chapter 132 and 13. Look what she spoke into the creation.
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish.
So he said this. He said, here will I dwell forever with Zion, with Judah, with Leah, forever. You see that? Zion is Judah. He gonna dwell with her forever. That's Leah. Let's go to Hosea chapter 2 and 14. Hosea chapter 2 and 14.
Behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably with her, unto her. And I will give her her vineyard through fence. In the alley of Achor, for a door of hope, she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishai, and shall call me no more Bali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and battle out of the earth and make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yeah, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it came to
stop.
And that's it.
Stop. That's what Leah asked me. See that? Now my husband will be joined unto me. That's God being joined to his wife. Like this. Just like this. Come, you know, when we become one with him, this is the end game right here. And Leah spoke this in existence, that the God of heaven would dwell among man and take on a physical appearance of flesh and blood, because he did, which represent the woman. There we go again, flesh and blood. The woman is made from the flesh, and the issue of blood is hers, right? So when the blood is done away with, that is. That's another conversation. All right. Anyway, where are we? Continue.
And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow unto her me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to him, I will say to them which were not, my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God.
Now, here we are. We see that everybody is
you know, it's all together. Leah asked for this conversation. Let's go back to that Genesis. And Rachel is about to have her firstborn. And look what she said. That's in the creation now. Yeah. 30.
And afterwards, Jesus. She had a daughter and called her name Dina. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had born.
So she had, she said, the Lord is going to bless me another son. Well, her conversation went right down to Joseph because he ended up having twins. Well, two. And Jacob ended up blessing the younger over the older. And that was Ephraim and Manasseh. That was two kingdoms. She spoke that God was going to give her two kingdoms. Guess what? They on the gates of Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, that is. That's coming. Right. So that's Rachel. Also, he said, what else she said? And God has taken away my reproach. So look at what she said. Both of them said the same thing. Well, let's go and look at that again. Go into Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 1.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And that day shall the bread.
Stop. So Rachel asked for the same thing, that she would be at peace with us, sister. You know, she was praying the same thing. Both of them asked the same thing. And God said, it's going to be a day like that. It's going to be a day like that. And God willing, we live. We know Leah going to see it. We hope and pray Rachel see it. We hope to be a part of it and see it too. But it's coming. Amen. And finally, she had Benjamin, and his name was turned into Benoni, because she had just, her name was, his name was Benoni at the beginning. And it was changed to Benjamin by Jacob, his son, because it would have been the son of my sorrow. And, you know, none of the gates of Jerusalem is going to have the word sorrow on it. You know, it's just not going to happen. But Jacob was allowed to edit that name on the gate of Jerusalem. So go to Proverbs chapter 8 and 1.
Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of high places by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand.
He said that she crying in high places, man. Now, you think about this. Think about this conversation we just got to be having concerning Leah and Rachel. Are people talking about this? Or is this a conversation of those that's in the know? You see what I'm saying? Conversations in the high places. They ain't in the world. The world don't know nothing about that because the world don't care about these things. They don't care about anything that belongs to God. They don't care. The world care about the world. That's the end of it. But to those things belong to, they care about those things. They care about those things that belong to God. That's what we're looking for. And that's what she crying at. Go to Psalms chapter, go to Proverbs 7 and 4. So we see that is Leah and Rachel. That's both of them there. What?
say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may.
So that's both Leah. That's both Leah and Rachel. We testify to that. Both of them believe. See that they go to. That is in the law. There go both of them. Once again, but go to Revelation chapter 12 and 1. Revelation 12 and 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with a child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Stop. So we can say that both of their stories is written in heaven because we read it all over the book. We can say that both of them sisters are predestinated to do the things that they did and that they was going to come through the world like they did. Because the scripture testified that they had to have, because they, if they didn't, we wouldn't be in a prophecy of it. Amen. Man, so let's read this last verse here. Let's read. No, we got two verses I want to share. And I think it's 34. And let's see. No, it's not. I ain't good about that. Yeah. Genesis 35 and verse 16.
And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12.
Stop. Look at that conversation, right? Look at the fornication conversation. That was up on the Rachel tent. So anyway, this is in Ephraim. This is that thing. So now we see here that Rachel died. So she's buried in Bethlehem or Ephraim, right? Now, let's go into Genesis where 49 and... Jacob called in 49 and 28.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spake unto them, and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people, bury me with my feathers, with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim, the Hittite, in that cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephraim, the Hittite, for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife, said they buried in Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The persons of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost, and it was gathered unto his people.
See, so he buried Leah there. He buried Rachel in Bethlehem. So when Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, and Jacob and Leah wake up, they're going to be the first thing they see. I'm not saying Rebekah ain't going to wake up in the first resurrection. I'm just saying this is a privy resurrection here. This is a club med. This is like a chosen few sort of deal. That's really what's up. So they all going to look at each other. They all going to see each other. Sarah going to see her protege and Leah. And it won't make a difference on how beautiful Leah is when Sarah see her for the first time. It's not going to make any difference. It didn't make any difference how Leah looked to Rebecca when she met her, because that's not what he had made her about. He had made her about the fruits of the Spirit. And he said, that will get you into the kingdom. He said, beauty is vain. Favor is deceitful. And those are things that's the first thing that you saw when he introduced Rachel into the picture. She was favored and beautiful. And he said, that's deceit. That could be a form of deceit. So you have to be careful with that. Like I said, man, that versus woman come with another type of call. But anyway, Absalom, you got any questions, man? Anything on what you heard yesterday or today? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
Dig. Hey, man, good job reading, man.
Thanks. Good lesson.
Man. Love you, Chris.
Me too.
Well, we're going to close out, man. Oh, wow. Hold up. Let me do this. I had blasted off into this thing, man. Let me get this out right quick. I messed around, man, and I logged out of the studio. I'm logging back in. Give me a second. I can't close out until I log back into the studio. Okay, I got to turn this way. And thank you. There we are. Okay. Well, hey, man, I'm going to log out the studio, man. Call me a little later on, okay?
All right, I got you.
All right.
Well,
shalom, man. Love you.
Play to a game.
Slow.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
From Genesis to Revelation, Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.